The past pattern of interaction leaves them feeling emotionally drained and hungry for nurturing. It appears that one step toward overcoming the pattern of parental, over-responsible helper is to become an under-responsible, taking child for a time. Filling our own needs helps us to become balanced, which lead to adultness and to equal responsibility in our next relationship. What is the difference between over-responsible helping people and those concerned people who are caring and concerned about others? I use the classic fish story to illustrate the difference. One way to help a hungry person is for the rescuer to give him or her a fish. The next day, the hungry person comes again, and the rescuer gives another fish. Pretty soon, the hungry one is hooked. An adult helper teaches the hungry person to fish for themselves. The rescuer has need to take care of others, so giving the fish meets his or her needs more than it does the hungry person. The adult becomes the teacher and finds the satisfaction from seeing the other person learn to meet his or her own needs. Let's switch now to the other type of over-responsible person, the critical and domineering sergeant. Barbara told the seminar that she always felt little and helpless with her husband. When she started to stick up for herself and not give in to Sam's domination, the marriage began to crumble. Barbara felt guilty, like the bad person, but the group helped her to see that it is better to simply describe change and how it affects the relationship, rather than labelling people as good or bad. Barbara had trouble understanding why Sam is having such a difficult task adjusting to a single life. He keeps coming back to her, like a lost puppy searching for its master. She said, "He dominated me all the time, and so why does he appear to be so lost and needy?" Can you imagine? Barbara said how this was how the sergeant would feel if the platoon of recruits that he'd been ordering around all that time were suddenly gone. Over-responsible people, whether the helping or domineering type, need someone to take care of as part of their identity. It is as though they have to be carried on the shoulders of another person in order to be tall. When it happens that submissive people leave their old relationship, either physically or emotionally, the dominating partners crumble like a house of playing cards. They easily become vulnerable because they are so fragile. Have you thought how difficult it is to be perfect? How hard you strive to please? How hard you are on yourself. Those years of criticism in childhood are bound to result in some form of insecure, anxious, fearful feelings. Many people compensate for these feelings by striving to be perfect in order to be loved. Others push those close to them to do better through criticism, and by creating demands that can be never satisfied. The alcoholic personality has a large part of this self-critical aspect. Drinking first diminishes the power of the parental and critical part of the personality, then the rational adult part, and then, sadly, the fun-loving child part. And the process finally results in unconsciousness. Many alcoholics drink enough to diminish the critical part of the personality that is an important cause of their drinking, allowing the child inside to have fun, but then the child, over time, is no longer present. Wouldn't it be nice to learn to have fun and be ourselves without having to drink to do it? Here is some homework that has proven to be effective for people in my seminars. If what you are really trying to do is to become perfect, realize that no one can be perfect, and so stop trying. Next week, stop all compulsive behavior that you feel you must do. A good example for most critical people, stop making your bed every morning. "Oh, I can't do that. I can't leave the room without making the bed. The room looks so messy. I'd sooner be late for work than leave the room messy." Think about what compulsive behavior is. What is it that you think you have to do every day? Is it really critically important to your life? George, who attended a talk about relationship rebuilding, started thinking about that, and he adopted a new motto for life whilst adjusting to the ending of his relationship. It doesn't matter. In letting go of the parental and critical part of our personalities, we have to become somewhat irresponsible in an almost childlike way. Many people have to go through a childish stage in order to leave the parental position and reach adultness. Since over-responsible people need to learn to take responsibility for their own behaviour instead of that of others, they find this homework assignment helpful. When you notice someone close to you is acting in a rebellious manner, monitor your own behaviour and determine if you are setting this up with your style of interaction. I mentioned earlier that there are a relatively few people of the under-responsible types in the seminars. Usually, these people learned at an early age that all they had to do was play helpless and someone would take care of them. Typically, their vocabulary is, "I don't know how. I need someone to teach me. I feel so frightened that I can't do it." These people have trouble balancing their bank statement, seldom, if ever, make their beds, always leave decisions up to the over-responsible person. Some of them, those who are really believing that they're helpless, have so little confidence in their capacities that they're unwilling to try to be self-sufficient. The rebellious ones, on the other hand, go through life intentionally irresponsible and carefree, and if something goes wrong, they take no responsibility. No, it's your fault. Embarking on self-work is the last thing in their lives that they would ever consider. It is easy for me to give under-responsible people some homework, but they either comply, which leaves the responsibility upon me, or are under-responsible and do not do the homework, rationalizing that it was far, far too hard. So my suggestion for you under-responsible people is to figure out your own homework. If you really want to change, you will find ways of becoming more responsible. And I will listen to your behavior rather than your words. I have heard those words many, many times before. Isn't it interesting? To change any behavior, the person first has to become responsible for his or her own behavior. It's often believed that the over-responsible person with a more parental behavioural style is somehow more mature. Under and over-responsible behaviour are both immature, and there is little difference between the two in this respect. No, maturity is a process of becoming more responsible for one's own behaviour. Adultness is a state of assuming responsibility in a mature manner. Incidentally, an important goal is to allow ourselves flexibility in taking responsibility. When we come home tired from a difficult day at work, it is appropriate to allow ourselves the luxury of being cared for. The over-responsible person becomes more so when tired, and the under-responsible person becomes more that way when tired. So allow someone to bring you a drink, to hold you, to listen to you, share your troubles of the day. On the other hand, you may become over-responsible when another is sick, when one has a need to play little, to be cared for. With flexibility, you can adjust and function at an appropriate level of responsibility. This flexibility is adultness. You choose the type of interaction rather than allowing it to choose it for you. You are flexible within yourself as to how responsible you are in a situation. And you're also flexible in your interactions with others. This flexibility allows the adult relationship to adjust to change and stress that occurs as a part of the process of life and living it. Here is a brief exercise which may help you to fully understand these different types of interactions, so that you may monitor your behavior and your growth. As you read through the six situations, note that each has three different responses, illustrating over- and under-responsible and adult behaviour. There's no score for this exercise, simply note the way that each style shows itself in everyday situations. The first one is the single mother is leaving on a date. Her oldest daughter's farewell comment is A. Be sure to get home early tonight, Mum. B. I'd like a phone number where I can reach you if need to. C. Well, kids, will we have fun tonight while Mum is out? The second one is, the wife makes these comments after she's been informed by her husband that he wants a divorce. A. I never was good enough for you. B. Maybe we should discuss our problem with a marriage counsellor. C. You should learn to take responsibility for your life instead of running away like a little child. 3. Your son, age 13, says, you're without doubt the worst parent a kid could ever have. You respond, A. I can see that you're angry with me and wish that I could act differently. B. I've done everything I possibly could for you. About time you grew up. C. So, big deal. Who cares? 4. The woman asks for an unresponsible property settlement, and the man's response is, A. I'm going to hire the meanest solicitor in town to teach you a lesson. B. I think we should talk to a third party to help mediate this dispute. C. I'm tired of fighting. You have everything you want. 5. A non-custodial father has taken the children to visit him while a new girlfriend is present, and the mother's response is, A. You choose to be with that woman instead of me, so my children are never going to be around while she's there. B. Do you think I want my child seeing their father acting like a teenager? C. Our children will need a lot of time and attention from you while they're visiting. Will you be able to give them the quality time they need whilst your girlfriend is present? Many times in ending your relationship, you did not respond as an adult level to your former partner. While you are ending the relationship, I strongly suggest that you try to remain as adult as possible when talking and communicating with your ex. Otherwise, it will be easy for them to hook you into being the under or over responsible person, with resulting arguments and bad feelings. Communication between the two of you is enhanced if you can have an adult interaction, and it is also valuable practice for other relationships in the future as well as now. Awareness, understanding and knowledge lead us to more adultness both in our behaviour with others and also within ourselves. What you have explored can help you to become more adult. And so here's a checklist for you to evaluate your development of more adult behaviour. 1. I could identify my behaviour as to over or under responsibility and adultness. 2. I can see the over and under responsible behaviour in my past relationship, both in myself and also in my partner. 3. I believe that past patterns of interactions can and will be changed. 4. I'm doing the homework suggested to change my behaviour towards more adultness. 5. I am building adult relationships at this time. 6. I'm allowing myself flexibility to behave with whatever responsibility is appropriate. 7. I expect to continue to build adult relationships in the future.